evening. Ooh, way too loud. Sorry, folks. I don't mean to scare you like that. Let's just get to a normal, nice volume that we're used to, that we're working with. Sounds good right here. I'm gonna keep it going. So, hello, folks. As always, at this hour, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and as always at this hour, you're listening to guess what? It's time for the show again, hosted by your good friend me, Calvin Sharp. And folks, let me tell you, as I try to find music, I'm not stalling. Folks, let me tell you what, today felt a little bit odd, I'll tell you that much, because it was very warm, but it was warm in a way that just didn't really feel at all in season. Not that you can't have, you know, strange little Indian summer, you know, when it's slightly, but the whole vibe of the day, the air felt like a spring day, which is the, you know, opposite on the spectrum of the wonderful autumnal season we're supposed to be in. But whatever, we're not going to get too caught up on the weather, because, you know, there's only so many things in life that you can control, right? The weather is not even close to one of them. You know, there's just nothing you can really do about that. All you can do is be a reactionary, you know, and just respond and react and change your life based off of it. But I change for no one. I am no one. I mean nothing. And we're just going to go right ahead with some music. This first song, I've been going back to Beach House's second album, Devotion. I always liked a couple songs off it. Turtle Island's a really pretty one. They got a Daniel Johnston cover as well. But the whole album as a whole, just been running it back the whole freaking week. The first song, Wedding Bells, the one that really stuck out the most for me. It's like a... I'm not even gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna start playing it. But yeah, wonderful album. Beach House usually gets the reputation for a summer band. You know, they got their very spacey, big, high quality albums that, you know, wonderful for those lonely summer nights that everyone I guess has or something. But, you know, Devotion is way more of an in season album. So we're just gonna go right ahead with Wedding Bell by Beach House. Once again, folks, that was Wedding Bell by Beach House. Wonderful band, wonderful song. This next one is just one of those turn your brain off songs because it's just so, and, you know, it's ambient, you know, all that stuff. People say it's boring. I like it. You know, this is one of my favorites from the master himself, Brian Eno. Brian Eno. I'm saying it like that MGMT song, the Brian Eno. Brian Eno. Here's a Deep Blue Day. Really love it. So yeah, real good one there from Brian Eno. Seems a little, you know, nonchalant to be like, yeah, that guy had a good song right there. And he's like one of the most legendary ambient artists of all time, but whatever. This next one is just a nice, fun country tune. I'm pretty sure it's the Nashville scene of like the late 50s, early 60s. Because I was reading about the other night, it was like Nashville versus Bakersfield in California, which was all like the Byrds, Graham Parsons, and all that kind of stuff. This one is "Please Help Me, I'm Falling" by Hank Locklin.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm making you true. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk in, for I mustn't want you. But darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love.
Thank you, Mr. Lachlan. A nice little simple one right there. Nothing more to say about that. But I was just listening to that last night, and I really liked it. This next one, Unwound. You know, I've kind of found them through, like, they were one of the bands that every band that I liked was talking about. Like, oh man, Unwound. Like, I really loved listening to Unwound and wanted to make music like that. And so that's kind of how I got into them. I still have a little bit more to go in terms of fully exploring what they got, but what I know, I've loved since high school. And this is like their seminal album, the one I spent the least amount of time with, Leaves Turn Inside You. But I've been just really digging it this fall so far. So here, I'm pretty sure this is the most famous one off that album. Here's Look a Ghost by Unwound.
Thank you.
once again, Look at Ghost by Unwound. This next one, I've definitely played it at some point over the last few years, and it's Poncho and Lefty by Townes Van Zandt, a wonderful singer-songwriter, and I know that this is his most popular song, but I thought that this is the original version of the song that I heard in like a video. It was a clip from the documentary Heartworn Highways about country music, and I thought this was like the most well-known version, and I think it's by far the better version than the apparent studio recorded version that I didn't know was bigger than this. I thought this was the famous version, but either way, this is, you know, it's a little bit more somber, a little bit more plucked, a little less clean. So without further ado, here is Poncho and Lefty by Townes Van Zandt.
Thanks a lot. Play this song first called Poncho and Lefty. Sorry about the air conditioners being off, but it won't be very long. It gets really hot. I don't know what we'll do. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Now the poets tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. And a few great federales say could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. Thanks a lot, man. I never heard it that quiet in here before.
Once again, the live version, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rendition of Pancho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt. This next one, just, you know, I was listening to Simon and Garfunkel all the time. I haven't spent as much time with them recently, but it's probably back around that time of year to do it again. And I did throw this song back on the other day, because I think it's kind of silly, but I also really love it. Off Sounds of Silence, here is Somewhere They Can't Find Me by Simon and Garfunkel.
I can hear the soft breathing of a girl that I love as she lies here beside me, asleep with the night. And a hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. But I've got to creep down the alleyway, they come to catch me, I'll be gone. Somewhere they can't find me. Oh baby, you don't know what I've done. I've committed a crime, I've broken the law.
Somewhere They Can't Find Me by Simon and Garfunkel. That guitar part in the beginning, I'm pretty sure, because there's the song right after it on this album, Angie, uses that like similar guitar line as well. I think it's taken from some like old British folk song that Paul Simon had, you know, his strange thing for, and tried to reinterpret. But I'm happy they did, because that's a fun one. This next one, continuing my like random just dive in the, well, not random, I mean, I've always liked it, but the past couple of days I was just like really, really feeling it, like diving like the history of country and all that stuff. So here's another good one. Like I played the Hank Locklin song before. This one's I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline.
I
Great one there, you know, just, I don't have anything more to say, I'm just gonna play the next song. Jesus Christ. Really good Connecticut band. This is from their first, they just put out an album this year that's also really good, but I am more familiar with their self-titled first album. So anyway, here is Third Law by Pear. Third Law by Pear. Apology, folks. I'm going through a live-action coffee energy crash live on the air, so that's really fun. This next one, keeping in line with the vibes of earlier in the show. One of my favorite bands, Songs Ohio. This is like their, you know, what's the word I'm thinking of? Magnum opus, probably. I don't know. It was like their last final album before the guy, Jason Molina, changed band names to actually what this album was called, Magnolia Electric Company, which is also a very wonderful band name. But this is a fun one because he actually doesn't sing on this one. He doesn't do the main vocals. A man named Lawrence Peter sings it, but it's still written and performed by Songs Ohio. So here we go. The Old Black Hen by Songs Ohio, sung by Mr. Lawrence Peters.
Old Black
So, yep, The Old Black Hen by Songs Ohio. Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence Frank, for singing that one. This next one is Jackson C. Frank, his self-titled only album. Is really famous because I'm pretty sure he made it, and then it flopped completely, and then he was, you know, had a kind of down in the dumps after it. And someone, I don't know if it was a fan of the album or something, had found him when he was like homeless on a park bench, and I think kind of reissued it and stuff. Like, I don't know, but he never really got a fully appreciated basically for this album, the self-titled Jackson C. Frank. The big one is Blues Run the Game that everyone loves from it, but this has always been my, since the first time I heard it, this song Marlene has been my favorite from that album. So here we go, Marlene by Jackson C. Frank.
Ghost of her hand floats over there, and a smiley smile it seems so lonely. She gave me her hand as they struck up the band, and she seemed to say, you're the only. Like two snowflakes in the falling wind, in the wind. Do me a favor, girl, won't you let Marlene come in? The gymnasium floor, the brass bound door, the jungle bird that you showed me. Her love was so clean, to tell the truth, Marlene, the sound of your tambourine still haunts me. We were so young then, now that I'm old, I know, oh, I know. I loved you right then. In the bars, hell, they only see the scars, and I do not give a damn, I do not give a damn that I loved you. I don't know why, but once you see in the sky, you think you know all birds are lovely. There's snow on the ground.
Five are gone. Won't you let my
So, yep, Marlene by Jackson C. Frank. And folks, I'll tell you what, we've been having a little too many acoustic guitars tonight. A little too, we've been taking it too easy on all of you tonight. So now we're going to throw it all the way to the other side of the field with one of my favorite noisy, heavy bands from Connecticut. They are not around anymore, but I did get a chance to see them live before they broke up a couple years ago. And, you know, this one, you know, just not for the faint of heart, but we're still going to play it. Here is Fingernails by Bill Drett. Yep, just a ripper there from our friends in Bill Drett. We just got a couple more left for you. We'll ride a, you know, a nice easy soft wave because I'm about to pass out. I'm about to fall asleep. I'm so tired, and I have so many things to do. So we'll just run through them real quick. This album, I know I was obsessed with it in the spring, and I wasn't sure I was going to translate if it was going to be, you know, more of that type of year that I was really into it. But I just came back to it recently, and it's still hitting me the same way. So here is Desire As by Prefab Sprout from, you know, the classic Steve McQueen.
Six things on my mind. six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. They were the best times, the harvest years, with jam to lace the bread. So, oh goodness, goodness knows why I throw it to the birds.
Yep, Desire As by the wonderful Inflappable Prefab Sprout. Just a couple more here. Kind of along where going back to where we were before. This song is a little bit after the kind of the peak of the from what I read up the other day of quote unquote real country music. This is when it was a little bit more polished, a little bit more poppier. They threw all the, you know, the orchestral strings in there, and you know, I do for the most part like the more authentic, if you will, kind of country music. But you know, every once in a while, one of the pretty studio productions will hit you in the right way, and that's what this one did to me last night. So here is Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. Once again, Rose Garden, or I've Never Promised You a Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. And so we're going to be wrapping it up here, folks. This will be our last song of the night. And so, as always, at this hour, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this has been Guess What? It's Time for the Show Again with me, Calvin, who wishes he could go and take a nap right now, but unfortunately, Mondays don't really allow for that, so I got a lot more to do. Anyway, this is one of those songs I always talk about, like peeking into your brain. You know, this song, or like, looking like holding a mirror up to your brain, and that's the song. That's kind of what this song is, but not so much in the best way. But folks, sometimes that's okay. It's still a beautiful song. It's still a lovely song, and we're just going to go with it right here. The Doldrums by Ariel Pink. Thank you, folks. I will see you next week.